And as I say, we had that huge yard. And she had, everybody was invited to come dressed like a gypsy. And she had fortune telling, and I remember the big pot under with a fire under it, with three, with sticks like that, holding that big pot up, you know, gypsy fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And an old gypsy there stirring it, you know. And then she had a tent with another gypsy telling the fortune. And she was always having something unusual like that. So she had, they in our big yard, once she had this gypsy party, of course it was in the summertime, pretty party. Then I remember one night in the winter, her having this party of touring, a train party. And that long hall of ours was fixed like a coach. Chairs sit there like a coach. And they had tickets, printed tickets, everything in town. And I forgot why they all was going. But they made like they were traveling, you know, and taking a trip. They just had a heap of fun over it. I just can remember that party when I was a little girl that my mother had.
Did you have any parties at the wedding?
After the wedding, yes, they do have.
What do you call those parties?
Oh, they got a name too. Of course, the women have, they have showers too, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the night after that they do have. They give them parties. Maybe they're not welcome, but they do have some sort of party. Of course, beforehand, the bride has showers, and he has a stag party.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what you're talking about, and I've read about it. But after the bride and groom come, that they give some sort of...
But you don't remember anything?
No, I can't tell you about that now. But I just happened to think that we didn't talk about all this, these entertainments you had asked me about. So what did you all do?
Yeah.
So then I got thinking about it and put it all down here. Commencement was the biggest doings of the year. It lasted usually two nights and one day and had all sorts of things. Everybody did something from the house to those. And the biggest, the prettiest marches with all the figures in it we had to do. And then barbecues, picnics, chitlin suppers. My husband loved to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
Quilting bees and spelling bees, camp meetings, hay rides, dinners on ground at churches, candy pullings, taffy and molasses, tristification, dancing, getting around those who were opposed to dancing with this. It was like that. Formal teas and sayings, and that game of pickup sticks out there, and the boys play marbles and mumble peg. I think that's about covered it. I just happened to remember. I hadn't told you what the...
Can you remember what kind of things the people would eat at these?
Eat at the party?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
we'd
have homemade ice cream
uh-huh.
and cake. We didn't have just old cookies like we have nowadays. But we'd have sure enough cake. Cake and ice cream. Oh, maybe lemonade and cookies. And... just like impressions like that. Of course, at big dinners, they'd have everything.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering what kind of things you had.
Just at those big dinners, and when the ladies entertained the lawyers and the judges, oh, they'd have course dinner, just so like our Thanksgiving dinner, everything good. And at our parties, at a formal tea, you usually just always had punch and not a whole lot of stuff, you know, at a formal tea. Just a afternoon tea, we wouldn't have so much, but at a big dinner, we would have a heap of good things.
What kind of little, what were the special things you might have?
You mean at a what now?
Well, at a big dinner, maybe.
At a big dinner. Well, we'd have usually have for dessert, if we didn't have ice cream and nice fine cake, we'd have big platters of pretty cake, and you'd take more than one kind, you know, of cake.